Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope that the past week since my last show has been peaceful for all of you, but yet at the same time ever life-changing, as have been the first 6 months of 2012. I mention very often in my show that we are all going through these huge, big shifts that are professional and personal and financial, spiritual for sure, and that these changes at times are feeling so overwhelming that we need to just really stop and take a breath, catch our breath. Well, if you were all listening to my show last week, and for those of you who didn't, I had talked about just returning from the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within Walk on Fire 4-day live event. Just to recap for just a minute or two, I had said that I decided to take my two daughters and my future son-in-law with me and make this a family affair. It ended up being incredibly successful, and the changes were really totally so paramount. What I did last week is I really talked so much about the event itself. I focused a lot on my own fears and things that were paralyzing me, and I walked really through the show and talked about how I overcame them. Well, when the show was over, I had actually had a meeting with my producer, and the two of us were talking, and I had said, you know what, the best part of the show, the juice that I left out, was my takeaway. All the limited beliefs, some of the epiphanies, the ahas, and then, of course, from negative to positive, which is ultimately the way we're heading, I was left with all these life lessons and all these ahas that I promised myself I was not going to go back, that these were life-changing, and they were like, I'm done, I'm so done, I'm never going to be doing this again, this is not constructive for me, this is a waste of time. So what I had said to my producer was, you know, rather than have a guest on next week, which I had actually planned, what I'd really like to do is talk about my lessons and my takeaway. So I'm going to start with all that. First of all, let me say that it has now been 2 weeks since I'm back. I don't even know. I should be like counting the days really right now. And there is a reality that really sets in. And that reality is that with each day that you are back from when you go to any of these conferences or any of these pumped up type of seminars, you need to realize that you're in a room energetically with at times dozens of people. That particular week, there were 5,599 plus, aside from me, of course, and my kids. And that other people's energies are really getting you, you know, all crazed and all so excited. And once you go home, they're not there anymore. So, you know, we're all going back to our old life and our old routine. And what we need to do is we really need to sustain and keep all the energy up and running, all that juice up and flowing. So what I'd really like to do today is intentionally during this show, I'd like to kind of open up like my Pandora's box, if I could call it that, which is, I'm always laughing. I always tell my kids and all my friends, you know me, I'm out of the box. Well, today I'm going to open up my own little private little safe box, and I'm going to share and I wrote a bunch of them down on the way home, you know, just now from a meeting that I was at, a strategy meeting. And again, I was writing limited beliefs and strategies. So, you know, in order to really have all these quantum shifts and in order to step into that beautiful life that we all want for ourselves, of course, we all do, be it abundance, love, security, you know, wealth, relationships, joy, whatever we decide or define it to be, that once we're going through all these quantum shifts, these changes, we need to really embrace and we need to understand that we're going to have these ups and downs because our old story is really so much our old story, right? Okay, so I'd like to pretty much, you know, get started and share with you some of the things, you know, the epiphanies, things that came to me. You know, let me start with some of those epiphanies, okay? So here, one of them was, I'm really playing so small in my life. I'm showing up small, little. Another one, I have this fear of success, this huge big fear of stepping into my bigness. What's going to happen when I do that? And all types of thoughts that come from that. What in my life is going to change? What have I been holding on to in my life that's made me feel so safe and so secure, yet all I do, or all any of you listeners may do, will be talk about, oh, woe is me, my old story. You know, how it was when I was growing up, all about my family, all about my marriage that failed, all about all these, you know, things that happened in our life in the past that we don't really realize that all that dialogue is so powerful and that's really helping us define who we are. So I'm going to make a suggestion because I know that, you know, there are listeners out there. Of course, I do. I would love any of you who are willing to call in. We've got time. Anyone actually that would like to share a limited belief or an epiphany or a life lesson or something that they've learned recently from a motivational speaker, from a family member, from a friend, from anyone, something that's helping them redefine and better their world and better their life. If you're not willing to do that, please, you know, let's make this experiential. Take a piece of paper, and as I read off some of those limited beliefs, write down one that you have about yourself. I'm fat. I am not smart enough to start my own business. I'm not creative. I wouldn't know how to go out there and find new clients, new customers. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even deserve to be doing this. Who says I'm great? Whatever comes to your mind, one sentence, okay? One sentence that I wrote down, actually, and I said, of course, I was going to get raw and real, and I promised, I tried to keep my promises. One that I wrote down in the 4 days that I was at the event, of course, we're all sitting in this room, we're all given workbooks. For any of you that haven't been to any of these huge big seminars, of course, there are so many different ways that you can be reached, but in a room you have a workbook, and there was a page, my limited beliefs, and I wrote down two of them. I won't be loved. I am not enough. I am not enough. Well, yesterday I actually was on the phone with an energy healer. Of course, I'm an energy worker and an intuitive myself and a coach, and I'm a work in progress, as we all are. We're all human beings, and we all need to get practical about this and realize that none of us are perfect. And what do you think came out of that one-hour session? And my mantra for the day was, I am more than enough. Well, I actually really took that pen or pencil and sat down the first morning before the walk on fire, opened up my workbook, grunting all the way, as usual, and I took the pen and I figured, oh, what the hell? I may as well give this a shot. I spent all this money and I'm here. If I don't do this, I'm crazy. And I wrote down and I just unfiltered and I looked down and I had written, I am not enough and I won't be loved or I don't deserve to be loved. And yesterday, out of an energetic session, look at the turnaround. I went, wow, oh my God, 2 weeks ago I said, the first day I wrote down, I am not enough. And today I wrote down, I am more than enough. And I really need to say on air that throughout my whole cellular body, I really am very connected to my mind and body. And we can all learn how to do this. But at that particular moment in time, I could feel through every cell in my body that I was really buying this stuff. Now, this is the framework. This is the foundation and the bottom line. Unless we all, that means all of you that are listening, everyone that you know that has been successful or is successful or maintaining their level of success, their belief systems are critical. If something deep down in your core is telling you, I am not enough, yet you're playing like you are enough, it is going to come back and haunt you. It's what's called a limited belief, not an empowering belief. Yesterday, miraculously, the magic came up. It was, I am more than enough. Another one last week with an energy healer I was working with came up that I literally was told, you need to have this in front of your face. No, don't laugh. It can be a post-it. Put it on your front door. I think I have mentioned this in my show months back. I'm going to mention it again because this is the real deal stuff that works. I literally was told to write down, I love you. You are beautiful. I love you. You're beautiful. Now, that is going to switch from I won't be loved because in order for me to be loved and be in a relationship or have my friends love me, my family love me, my children love me, I need to really be loving myself first. We all hear this stuff. You know, we think, okay, we can ignore it. It's hokey. It's hokey pokey. You know what? You can run, but you can't hide. You just keep running and running and chasing. And I've been doing this for 55 years, and I'm a graduate social worker. I graduated McGill University when I was 24 years old. And there were days that I sat in those classes and did a lot of the practicums and worked in a social service agency and said, why am I here? What am I doing here? I know it all. I knew nothing. I was a kid and I really knew nothing. Now I can really honestly and justfully say 30, I wish it was 30, a little more than 30 years later, I so am the real deal and I get this. I've done the talk, walked the walk. I've had the theoretical education and now I really do know what works and what doesn't. So what is my first huge big learning and aha taking away from Tony Robbins. If you're asked to do something like sit down and write what are the things that you believe about yourself, don't lie. Be honest. Be truthful. You are not the only person that's feeling that way. There is no shame. There is no fear. There is no judgment. People to your left and people to your right. And when you go into these seminars, you're buddied up. The thing I really need to say is, I went on and on last week about the fire walk. Well, the fire walk is, believe me, life-changing. But the fire walk, I realized, is a metaphor on life and focus and loving and believing in yourself. And this is really what I want to spend a few minutes talking about now, the fire walk itself and how you can just flip your switch in a second in your mind and focus on the end result or the belief and zone everything else out. Yes, for all you that are listening out there, you may be thinking, oh my God, this is impossible. You know what? I can't do this. The I can't do this is the first thing that's going to cripple you. Once again, that's a limiting belief. You need to shift your belief system. It takes 21 days. I've studied energetics, and I have a lot of professionals who also teach me and guide me, my associates, my business associates, and close and dear friends. It takes 21 days to change a belief. It only takes that long for you to practice something every single day, to choose a task, one thing, picking up the phone and cold calling one person for business or one company or doing something that you absolutely despise doing. If you do that one, make that one sort of call each and every day for 21 days, practice, repetition, you can change an old habit forever. It's doable. So now let me talk about what my producer and I had discussed, which is, you know, pretty juicy stuff, is what happened with me at that fire walk. Well, once again, we're talking about lessons and learnings and the takeaway. I'm going to keep going back so that we stay focused. The takeaway on these large events. I literally was nervous all day long on every level of my body, cellular, spiritual, emotional, physical for sure. All my buttons were being pushed. I kept saying to myself, I can do this. But deep down inside, there was this little gremlin or this little, you know, something in my monkey mind. Or this big, huge monster instead of this lioness of courage or this dragon, there was something inside me, this little symbol that kept saying, you know what, you can't do this. You can't do this. You know you just can't do this. Why do it? You just can't do it. Now, of course, I had said last week in the show, I brought my kids with me because I needed to be accountable and I needed some police people, and I figured I could have slipped right out of the room and not done this. Well, at the last minute, I had a buddy. And I didn't want to put my shoes down. I was kicking and fussing all the way through. But the second that I walked up to that fire walk and I knew that I was there, I shut everything else out around me. I didn't do anything I was told. I didn't look up. I for sure didn't look down because that's where the fear is all about. You see the fire and then you can stop dead in your tracks, which one of my daughters did do in a moment of fear. And if she hadn't snapped her finger and continued to go instead of having blisters, she would have been burned. So talk about a mother taking one engaged daughter who's close to wedding I thought about that for a while. I had always had faith. I always held faith that we would all be fine and that we could all do this. And I held on to that belief and put that belief out into the energetic universe and said, we can do this. But yet, there was that still gremlin inside me saying, you can't do this. Now, why did I go there in the first place? I needed to prove to myself, I needed to make that shift in a big, big way, not in a 21-day way, that I could literally walk over fire and I could do this. Whether that walk was 15 feet, 30 feet, 45 feet, 60 feet, I was a dead spot. I was doing this no matter what. Now, when push came to shove at the 99th second, I put everything to the side, and by sheer will and desire, I just charged my way through, Something just came up from inside me and just took over. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people about this in the past 2 weeks. I actually spoke to someone at my lunch meeting today, and we were discussing this. When you really make an intention, set an intention with yourself that you are ready, or that you're so done with a bad habit or something that just hasn't served you anymore, you're going to need to be shifting, right? Shifting into something else. Now, hopefully it's something better, not worse. If we don't have enough money, well, we want to figure out, you know, or we want to say we're ready to make more money. We don't need to know how. We do not need to know how, people. That's a whole other show in itself. But what I'm going to say right now is to just have that desire to want to be loved, to want to feel that you're enough or more than enough, not to walk around feeling like I'm not enough. Well, then your head's going to always be down, your body language is going to be down, and you're going to be attracting people with the same old thing. This is stuff I've talked about for a long time. I am going to be developing a program, which is very exciting. I'm going to take the time to talk about it now, which is going to be a spiritual toolkit. And what I'm going to do with this spiritual toolkit, and I've decided this after Tony, that I really need to step into my bigness. That's what this whole walk on fire was about me. I've been coaching, inspirationally helping people for years. Well, I have a passion and I really want to reach people on like a huge level. So I've been thinking small. How do I think bigger? Well, I refer it to that firewalk. I literally stand up in front of that firewalk and I look ahead with all my sheer will and desire and say, my passion is to be able to help people energetically raise their frequencies from fear and pain to love and joy and happiness, all the things that need to bring us all the beautiful stuff that we have in life. But it's a roadmap. It doesn't just happen overnight. And there is a path. There are skills that we can learn. There are different routes that we can take, but there are habits that we can shift and change and work. And I've done this for many months on my radio show, talking about a spiritual toolkit. Well, I'm now going to put it into a program and develop it. So it is going to be available for sale. This is, you know, something that's going to be soon. It's just beginning. It's in the works. I will keep everybody posted. But I really have to say that that was my huge big takeaway from Tony Robbins, is that I've been talking about this for months and months. I know my producer, who hopefully is listening, has been saying to me, I don't know what's stopping you. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do this? I was asked today at a lunch meeting, why haven't I done it up until now? Well, I needed to be really honest with myself. And I said, you know, I have this huge big fear. I have this huge big fear that it's going to be so amazing and it can blow itself through the roof and it can be so huge and so big. It kind of frightens me. It scares me. And I realized today, literally like a snap of a finger, that I could see myself back that day of the firewalk, as I said, July 19th, with the exact same feelings. So again, the body is going into that same mode, having a desire, wanting something, and then all the brakes are put on, all those little gremlins. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not strong enough. I didn't grow up, you know, in a great family. I don't have a university. I don't have a college degree. Whatever you can muster up in your head, anything you can come up with in your imagination, you know what? You can change all of it. All of it can change within a 21-day period. So that was really my whole fire walk, my takeaway experience. I walked off on fire and then off fire, And for 24 hours, for the first 2 hours after I walked on fire, I felt, and the word that came to my mind that I want to use that will be in my program, unstoppable. I felt totally unstoppable. Nothing, no one could stand in my way, that I'm so charged up and so focused that I've made up my mind that this is what I need to do, and there are a lot of naysayers out there, negative energy people. I am going to be staying away from those people, and I'm going to be following my path. Now, yeah, of course, do we all need a support system, a mentor, a coach, a friend, anybody? Do we need, you know, what I used to call the police person, someone that can be there for us? Sure, all those things are important. But what was this whole thing about Tony Robbins and the Walk on Fire? Each one of us has a gift, if not many gifts. We can be assured that each and every time our minds will screw us over. Each and every time our mind, which I like to call the monkey mind, will screw us over. So a few more epiphanies. Our biography is not our destiny. Okay? Our biography is not our destiny. That's our old story. We need to change our story. Again, 21 days. Take out a journal. Start writing. We don't need to know, you know, that your parents struggled for money. It's not important anymore. It's not your reality today. That is not your reality today. Who you are, you're a child of God. We are all children of God. God wants us all to prosper, and he wants he, she, whomever, our higher, the universe, source wants us to prosper, not to suffer. Yes, the bad things happen. Yes, of course, bad things happen. Well, bad things will happen. You know, there's the yin and the yang, and there's all about the energy. And these are all things about life. It's not always what happens to us. It's how we react to what happens to us. Again, back to the analogy of my lessons, my ahas from this Tony Robbins event, which, as I say and will always say, was worth every penny. My biography is not my destiny. I'm not broken. My patterns, all I need to do, but all my old patterns, the ones from yesterday, in my marriage, from when I was in college, all I need to do is shift them. I can change them in an instant. I can snap my fingers and I can say, I'm done. It's over. No more. I've had it. I'm finished. That's all that it takes. We are all powerful at our core. No more thinking, just doing. Our lives can change in an instant. Something else I learned, I need to change my shoulds in my life to musts. I should get my program developed. I must get my program developed. I am developing my program within 30 days. I will develop my program. My program will be finished, will be done and finished, ready for development October 1st. You know, whatever. I set a date with intention, okay? Again, my old story. That's not my new strategy. That's not my new reality. That's my old story. All right. Another aha. I need to learn about my belief system. I need to understand what my belief system is all about, and I need to see it probably down on paper. I need to look at it, and then I really need to study it up and go, and ask myself, is that really me? Is that who I feel I am right now? Well, if you like it, great, keep it. If you don't like it, well, you know, scratch it all out. You can get rid of it. It can be gone in an instant. As quickly as you decide it's gone, it can be gone. So, you know, another aha, awakening. The secret to living is truly in giving, not receiving. Okay? We're not always about taking and taking and taking. All right? This whole Tony Robbins event, people were in coupled up, okay, in pairs. There was a lot of exchange of helping, giving another person support. My buddy said to me, you can do this. And I looked at him, and he's so afraid of public speaking, and I laugh. All I do is talk. I said to him, are you kidding? You're afraid of public speaking? Oh, my God. That is like a cakewalk, not a firewalk. That is so easy. He gave me the most strangest look that I've had anyone give me in a really long time. He just thought I was crazy and off the charts. And in a second, I would have loved to have switched his fear for mine or his limiting belief for mine. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So we're given what we're given. We need to graciously accept what we're given. We're given it for a reason. And then it's our job in this lifetime to shift it, to change it around from the negative to the positive. If we don't, I can promise you all, I've seen it literally happen in my own life, in my own family. karmically, it's going to your next generation. What you haven't fixed in your soulful journey in this lifetime, you will be giving to your children. They're going to have to fix what you've left undone. That I can promise you for sure. Trust me on this one. Another aha. I can activate that hunger within me, and then I can activate the desire. If there is no passion or if there's no feeling of ignition there right now, it is there, and I can find a way to pull it up. Another learning experience. I love this one that I wrote down today. Sufferance has a purpose. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that a beauty? Sufferance has a purpose. Yeah. What does our sufferance do? Very often that's giving us all that negative attention that we want. You know, all the things that you can think of. Oh, you know, my life is a mess. Or I hate my job. Yeah, well, you hate your job. Do you think anyone is going to go out there and make your life better or find you another job? You've got to go out and make it happen for yourself. We all hear this stuff. We've heard it for years and years and years and years. All of us who haven't really made those drastic changes in our lives have either been listening and pretending like we don't want to hear about it, or we know it all in theory. We've bought every self-help book. We have a huge library in our house or in our office, but we're still in the same kind of a rut. We've gone from our first marriage to our second marriage. That one didn't really work out. The second one's kind of sucky too. Hello, do you ever think or wonder why that happened? How did that happen? Well, you know, I could tell you all, but I'm assuming that you all pretty much know that if you were attracting that low-line, you know, negative, energetic person, well, you are vibrating on that level, and you managed to spend tons of money and get that person out of your life legally or however you did it, and then you went ahead and you found the next person, someone else, and now you're in the same rut. Well, you know, look in your own backyard and fix your stuff. So this was really a lot of what came out through the Tony Robbins. Now, I know I've been talking about this for about 20-plus minutes or so, and I want to try and wrap it up because there's actually 25 minutes. There's 3 minutes left in the show. These are the big, huge takeaways. Change your story. Change your life. Change your story. Change your life. You can change your destiny. Your life can be getting better all the time. Will it happen overnight? No. It'll happen bit by bit by bit, but you can change each habit. You can choose one, and for 21 days, you can stick to it. Change will take time. You didn't get where you are overnight, right? You weren't in this kind of a person with all these habits, let's say, if you're 30 years old. Well, you think that, you know, in a day you're going to, something that took you 30 years to really work on, to become a habit, now you're going to be able to get rid of. Could you believe in 21 days that you could, you know, really try and erase that or shift it and make it go away? Isn't that just incredible? All right. So the big, huge takeaway. I only have a few minutes left today, but I thought this was really important to just get a lot of you thinking, okay? Why do people gravitate to all these inspirational speakers and whatever? Because they want, yeah, we all want a beautiful life. We all feel we deserve this life of abundance, of wealth, of joy, of happiness, of love, success, whatever your dreams are. We're the ones. We need to take the responsibility for all that sabotaging that we're doing. It's shifting just a little bit of the stuff that we're not doing right that can really start the wheels in motion. All right, Anthony Hopkins, there's a quote that Anthony Hopkins had said about Tony Robbins. I'm just going to read right here, okay? It's Tony from Anthony. He's removed fear. He's removed my limiting voices. Tony Robbins has truly done that for me. He is a life changer. Tony Robbins has impacted more than 50 million people from 100 nations in his 3 decades through his work in leadership, psychology, negotiation, organizational turnaround, and peak performance. His strategies are legendary as they have so much power to help each and every one of us create lasting change. We all have a choice. We can choose happiness, love, joy, over fear, over pain, over whatever. Remember, we have that active choice. It takes courage, not fear. It takes love, not pain, for us to be able to make changes. They're not easy. In the 30 seconds that I have left, I want to thank everybody for my indulgence on the 2 weeks. There will be reference in my program for sure to the firewalk, and whenever I have a, you know, a few thoughts in my head about doing some celebrity firewalks actually in LA, I'm looking into some collaboration. So there's a lot of great stuff coming in the end. Search for the masters in your life. Model someone who's successful. Anticipate that this ultimate power can be yours. Don't settle for anything less than outstanding. I look forward to, in the weeks that come, I'm going to have guest speakers next week and the weeks after. I want to wish everybody a great week. If you do anything this week, take out a piece of paper and just write down one or two beliefs that you have about yourself. I hope those beliefs are sucky. I hope they really look lousy and sound lousy. Those are the ones, the juicy ones, that are going to get you on the road to change. Stick with me. And if you are interested when it comes to shifting from negative to positive frequencies, I will let you know about the program I'm developing. And for all of you out there, it's going to affect each and every one of you in a profound way. All my love to you, and until next Wednesday, bye for now.